Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go Google it if you want. All right, let's go to the hotline and welcome back to the show one of the greats. This is Bob Saget. Bob, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Mike? How you been?
It's not, you sound miserable. You sound like it's 6:20 in the morning where you are.
No, it's early in the morning. I was just doing my mellow voice. Mellow FM radio smooth talk voice.
I gotcha. I'm great. It's great to talk to you. I had a wonderful moment.
How's Tampa doing?
We're out there already. We're back like nothing ever happened.
Is that true? You're like, no, you went from stage 2, 3, 4?
We're kind of like restaurants are open, no bars or comedy clubs yet. Well, I guess next weekend there's comedy. So it's a slow roll.
We're in phase one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going back out and touring again because it's so funny. I was ready to shoot a new special. I was all set with the new hour and 20 and I'm not going to go somewhere where it's every third person and people are scared and can't see the audience's mouths.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Plus, the other thing is you're rich already, so you don't have to.
Well, I don't think you get rich off of comedy clubs anyway. I think you pay your electric bill. Because I have a very, I have lights everywhere and a lot of spotlights on me all the time, so I look better under lighting, young.
Listen, the other thing you have now that you can't afford to lose is you have a new wife. Congratulations. We haven't talked to you since you got married again.
Yeah. We haven't talked in a while. Yeah, she's wonderful. She's asleep right now, which means she loves me.
Yeah.
But if you live through quarantine with someone, people are either going to break up or stay together forever. And I think that's us at this point. And she's just great. So I'm crazy about her. And I got a couple kids I'm concerned about. New York, they're mine. I know who they are. And they're not just, paying bastards around the country.
Let me tell everybody, this is the best Bob Saget. If you just let Bob Saget go, he doesn't need you. He doesn't need anything else. That's why, is this what you do on your podcast?
Yeah, kind of. It depends on, I'm a chameleon, so. The podcast is every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's called Bob Saget's Here for You. It's on Apple Music. It's everywhere. It's Spotify, all that stuff. And it's really, I'll have guests. Of course, I had John Stamos in the beginning because that's a prerequisite in the book of Stamos. And then John Mayer and Bill Burr and Tiffany Haddish and Macaulay Culkin. I've had Norman Lear and Nikki Glaser last week. And Monday's Bill Burr. And today is a show where a lot of times, once or twice a week, I call people. So they leave a message and they say what they want to talk about. And I called a guy a few weeks ago and he was just stoned off his ass. And for a half hour, he was just giggling about quarantine. And I just kept going. I couldn't get enough, good airtime is good airtime. And he was higher than air. But then other people are serious. So then I'll go to the gritty me that I like to play, like we talk, like if I was in the studio with you guys now. I'll adapt, but it's every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and it's doing really well, and people seem to like it, which makes me very happy.
Let me tell you about a moment that I had on a podcast about 10 years ago, and I'll see if you remember, okay? I was explaining to the host, who was a comedian, unknown comedian, but a guy who was like a middle guy in L.A. for a little while, and I said, I have loved Saget since I was about 8 years old when he used to be on. I saw him one night on what was that guy's name? The guy who used to, it was in New York, and he used to host a late night comedy thing. Oh, God damn it, I forgot already. Bill somebody.
Bill Boggs?
What was it?
Bill Boggs.
Bill Boggs, yeah.
Bill Boggs, he just wrote a book.
You were on that show, I must have been 8, 9 years old, and I stayed up and I watched it and I taped it and you played the guitar? And I was telling them that it was, I watched it so much, I still remember the song, and I sang the song to them, and the guy said, I have Bob Saget's cell phone number. And I said, call him up. I'll sing the song to him. So he called you up, and you answer the phone. You go, hello? And I go, she had a boyfriend, three boyfriends, and they all lift weights, and they eat raw meat, and I'm a six-foot geek. And you pause, and you go, thank you. That's very flattering. Now, please don't call this number anymore.
That's fantastic. I'm honored. That's so cool.
I am 48 years old, and I still remember that.
Wow. I barely remember it.
I was Saget before the video show, before Full House. I was there a long time ago. I've been a longtime fan.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay? Because your signal scrambled to me, and I'm on a hard line phone. It was a soft line, but then I held it, and it got to be a hard line.
I can hear you fine. Tell me about the Real to Real Global Youth Film Festival that you're trying to promote.
Oh, God, I love you. This is what makes you the pro that you've always been. I'm doing a thing on Sunday night, and it's at 8 o'clock, and it's on YouTube. And it's for kids that are foster and former foster youth, and it's called Real to Real Global Youth Film Festival. And kids like 9 years old all the way to in their 20s, early 20s, that have had a rough life and foster home to foster home or none at all. And they made these films, and there were a dozen films will be shown. And then there were two finalists that are going to be announced. I announced them. I'm a judge. Because I was a student filmmaker myself, but I didn't go through the lives. I mean, I had my own difficulties, but not like these kids. And it's really quite enjoyable and really heartwarming and inspiring. It's a short program. It's about an hour and 15 long, I think, if that. And people just have to go to YouTube and search Inspire Give is one word, Inspire Give, and they'll be taken right to it. And it's a real wonderful thing. And the people that made it, these kids, they truly inspire. And, yes, they ask for donations to help these foster youth because as we're all giving money for what's going on with the pandemic and everything, there's also all these other things that we want to give to when we can, if we can. It's just a real enjoyable, inspiring thing to watch regardless. So
I think that's great. I actually started a charity last year that helps kids who are in foster care and who aged out of foster care, which is a real a group that gets no attention. These kids turn 18, they grew up in foster care, and then they're like, boom, see you later, out onto the street. So that's awesome that you're involved in that.
Yeah, that's amazing you do it. What's the name of yours, and how can people give?
It's the Calta Family Foundation. My wife is involved as well, and I wanted to always do something for kids. I grew up a pretty poor kid, and my wife is a mental health counselor, and we found out there was a real deficit with not only the poor kids and foster kids, but I learned about once they turn adult age, they are pretty much turned out into the streets, and there's just a couple of other charities that have taken these kids in and help guide them through college years and get them out to be adults so that they don't end up back, you know, just looping in the system. It's awful the way the system has failed them.
Oh, it certainly has. And your wife's, it sounds like she's just a human angel because mental health is completely misunderstood, especially with the youth.
Yeah.
What this thing's, you know, this will be 12 kids are going to get to see their films on YouTube around the world. With this event, and that is, it's just 12 people. You know, for me as a comedian, they say, well, if you can make just one person happy, you're a bad comedian. But if you're doing it for something like this, or what your charity is, and you're helping foster kids, it's inspiring and it's heartwarming. And
that's great. Certainly somebody of your caliber to be involved will get some people to watch it. Inspire Give, just search that on YouTube. It's going to be happening on Sunday, May 31st, and I'll link it to our Facebook page and to the charity's Facebook page so people can find it. I think that's awesome of you. Are you worried about your friend going to jail, Aunt Becky?
Oh, I don't talk about that.
Yeah.
That's one thing I stopped in with a podcast. People have brought it up, I think. But, yeah, I don't do tabloid stuff anymore. I just have my friends are my friends. So I separate the two, and it is part of people's consciousness and news, but I don't go there anymore. If you Google how many times I've been asked the question, I'm pretty much dead.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought that you would end up canceling these interviews when that news broke. I go, that's all everybody's going to want to ask about. That's why. I saved it till the end, Bob.
I'm so used to it. Oh, believe me, the shoe dropped when all the news came out. So it's just, I'm here to just bring as much light to the world as possible right now and be funny and be irreverent, too. So people won't be disappointed in me listening to some guy that's trying to preach to anybody. I'm just trying to help people get through the day right now.
One thing I just wanted to say, it seems like you that cast is still a really tight family, huh? You guys really love each other.
It's hard. What was that again? It's weird on my end that you sound like the Terminator, which is kind of hot.
I just said that it seems like that family, that cast of that show, as long as you guys work together, people start to hate each other, but you guys love each other. You're a legit family.
Yeah, we love each other. And it's funny, I'll wake up in the morning and there'll be a whole text trail from the whole cast, and we're all supportive of each other. And some of the stuff I say you would have never heard on the show. And the show premieres June 2nd, on Netflix, the final 9 shows of Fuller House, and I say the last one's the best. not just because it's over, but because it's a bittersweet. It's a good ending because I'm in it a lot.
So good. Well, look, I hope that we get to see you soon. I hope everybody can go outside and breathe soon and check out on Sunday, May 31st, Inspire Give. Put it in YouTube and watch it, and then Bob's podcast, which you can find now on iTunes or wherever podcasts are. Bob, it is great to talk to you, my man.
You too. Thank you so much. Wishing you lots of safety, health, and happiness. And next time I see you, it's going to be in studio, and it's going to be fun as hell. I guarantee it.
Right on. Can't wait. Have a great day.
You too. Take care and say hi to your wife. I didn't mean that in a lascivious way.
See you, buddy. He's the best. He's the best. I tell you, I'm sure I've told this story, but we had him on the air on the phone, right? And we talked to him for about a half hour when we were doing afternoons.
Right.
He was coming to Ruth Deckard Hall or something. And then a week later, I was in Los Angeles, and I went to dinner at a real popular, touristy place, Dan Tana's. It's an Italian restaurant. It's been there forever. And I walked up, and Lisa Kudrow was outside. Were you there for that?
We went there together
one time, didn't we?
No, I didn't go out there.
No, but then me, you, and your wife went there for dinner one time. When you came out to L.A. when we did Sullivan's, and the three of us went to dinner there.
That was Dan Tana's?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, anyway, so we're waiting for a reservation outside, and Bob Saget's out there, and he's talking to another guy, which ended up being another guy named Bob who booked the Tonight Show for years. And my brother's like, you got to go say hi to him. You just had him on the show, and it was a great interview. And I was like, I don't want to, but he's out there talking. And then we got closer to each other, and I was like, all right. So we walked over there. My brother's like, I'll be the bad guy. I'll go over there. I was like, all right. So finally, he could see that I was lurking and waiting. And finally, he looked at me, and I go, hey. He goes, hi. He shook my hand. I go, I'm Cowhead. We just spoke the other day. And he grabbed my hand and pulled me in, and he goes, Cowhead. And he looks at Bob from The Tonight Show, and he goes, this guy has the best radio show. I mean, that was the best compliment.
Yeah, you
know,
cool.
Even if he just meant it in the moment, you know what I mean? And he was so nice. And then from then on, every time I see him, oh, yeah, there's the picture on Bone TV. A year later, I was at the roast for Jack Black, and I ran into him. He's like, yeah, go ahead. Like, he's always so nice
That's
to me.
Awesome.
He's such a great dude.
I remember that story because you said Dan Tanna's, and his name was Danny Tanner.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny. He probably just goes there. It's like Danny Tanner at Dan Tanna's.
It's amazing. The food is great. The food is great, but it's a real small place, so you're all cramped in with each other, and even the VIP-ish type tables are all cramped next to other tables, but yet it's always packed, and for all the years it's been open, there's always A-list celebrities that are in there.
That's cool.
Eating. Yeah, but the food is really good. Like, it's worth waiting for and going to. Dan Tana and Danny Tanner's. All right, I must take a break, and then we will come back and wrap up this show. Something like that.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know what time it is. It's the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.